感谢主耶稣，让我们能够聚集一起来敬拜神，学习神的道理。
And thank God that we are able to gather here and to learn the words of God.
我们一起来看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章五十二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22。
圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Verse 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
在这里记载，保罗写信给加拉太的教会，说到圣灵所结的果子。
Here it talks about Paul wrote a letter to the church of Galatia and talks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子呢？在希腊文呢、它是一个单数。
And the fruit that is bear by the Holy Spirit in Greek, it's a singular term.
也就是说，这个九个不能说九种果子啊，因为这样变成是复数的、
And we cannot say there are nine fruits of the Spirit because that would become a plural.
所以呢，这里如果这样讲起来，应该是圣灵只结一颗果子，一种果子，可是有九种味道。
So what we can say is there is only one type of fruit, but there are nine flavors from the fruit.
那么这就是这九种味道要结合在一起的。
And these nine flavors have to be combined together.
所以圣灵所结的果子只有一颗，可是有九种味道，就代表我们在这个九种的灵性上呢，是互相搭配，彼此融合在一起，而不能够切割开来。
So it means that there's only one type of fruit, and this fruit has nine flavors and characters. It means that all these nine flavors have to go together.
因此呢，当一个有喜乐的心。也会带来一种喜乐有仁爱的心也会带来喜乐。
So it means that if you have love, you also have joy.
但是呢，你这个喜乐呢，也要加上后面的节制。
But the joy has to accompany by the self-control.
所以呢，一个喜乐如果都没有节制了，那么这也不是圣灵果子了。
So if you have joy but you don't have self-control, and this is not the type of fruit that is bear by the
Holy Spirit. 同样的，下面的和平也是要有加上忍耐。
And the same for peace has to come with patience.
所以呢，如果不有忍耐的话，那当然也没有办法带来和平。
If there is no patience, means that you cannot bring peace without patience.
当然，这个忍耐呢，必须要忍受自己所受的那个冤屈。
It means that patience and have kindness is to swallow whatever you have to bear.
自己受了亏损呢，可是还是忍耐，愿意吃这个苦，把它吃下去。
So even if you have been taken advantage of, you still have to be patient and have kindness to just swallow everything you experience.
这样子就可以带来和平。
And that will bring you peace.
所以呢，这些果子不能说这些果子，应该说这一种果子有九种味道。
So we cannot say these fruits, rather it's only this fruit, and this fruit has nine flavors.
那我们来看呢，今天来查考是喜乐的味道。
And today we'll discuss about the joy.
我们先来看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22.
喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
22. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
这里谈到呢，喜乐的心良药。
He talks about a cheerful heart is a good medicine.
人呐，生了病都需要吃药。
When a person is sick, they need medication.
吃药呢，就会让我们的身体呢，重新得到健康。
And once you take medication, it will bring you a better health.
但是呢，这里呢，讲的药呢，却不是一般的医生所开的药物。
But the medication talks about here is not the medication from this prescribed by the doctors.
反而是讲到人有喜乐的心，是一种最好的药。
Rather, it talks about the best medicine is a cheerful heart.
药呢，有的还只能治疗一种病，不能够治疗很多的病。
And this can cure a lot of illnesses.
但是呢，喜乐的心却是良药，可以治疗很多的病，而且让整个身体得到健康。
So medication cannot heal everything, but the cheerful heart can heal everything.
反过来讲呢，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
On the contrary, that a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
使骨枯干，这当然就是啊，身体失去的健康。
If the bones are dried up, means that the person's health is not good.
甚至呢，可能会导致死亡。
Or maybe that person is dying.
所以呢，一个忧伤的人呢，啊，他身体已经失去健康，甚至他的心灵已经接近死亡了。
So for a crushed spirit, not only he did not have good health, but also his spirituality is dying as well.
所以这样的人活着好像是死了一样。
So if this person lives, he is just like dying.
所以有人说啊，哦，他好忧伤哦，好像是活的死人呐。
And that's why some people said that this person is so sad, just like a dying person living.
所以一个活的死人，活着真的是没有意义的，没有价值的。
So if a person who's dying spiritually, they don't have a life worthy for them to live.
他是一个会呼吸的死人。
He's just a person who can breathe, but he's dying.
这是忧伤的灵啊，带来的痛苦。
And this is the pain that comes from a crushed spirit.
真的活着呢，不如死去，可是又死不了，怎么办呢？
So they rather want to die, but they couldn't die. So what could they do?
这就是忧伤的灵之痛苦的地方。
And this is how painful it is for those who had a crushed spirit.
但是呢，如果又喜乐的心呢，却是良药。
But a cheerful heart is a good medicine.
所以呢，有很多的啊，很多的医学研究呢，就在研究到底喜乐跟人的健康有这么密切的关系吗
？So there's a lot of research on the medical field that if a person who has a cheerful heart, whether that will bring them a better health or not.
每次呢，我们在医院看啊，当啊医病人住院的时候啊，医生总是会跟我们讲一句话。
And whenever we go to the hospital, when we seek the doctor, and the doctor will often say one thing to us.
他说啊，我给你这些药吃啊，啊，给你打这些针啊，可是呢，还是希望你保持心情的愉快，这样的效果是最好的。
And the doctor usually say, even though I prescribe you medication and I give you injection, but you have to keep a cheerful heart, and that will bring you a better health.
因为你的身体啊，有快乐的心情呢，会让整个治疗的效果更好。
So if you have a good mood, it will also increases the effectiveness of the medications.
所以呢，就有很多啊，医学研究呢啊，做了一个啊报告。
So there is a medical research report.
说一个人呢啊，有的不好的心情会在身体里面产生一种毒素。
It says that if a person who is often in a bad mood, it creates this kind of
poison.
Poison in the body.
这个报告是说呢，啊，在心理实验室里面呢，真正的有一个做了实验。
And this is a test that has been done.
就是当人在正常的情绪之下呢，像一个啊杯子里面吐气，
吐一口气，
在这个冰的杯子吐一口气。
Oh, when a person is sick, it's just like that person is breathing into a iced bottle.
那么呢？这口气呢，马上就会凝着在啊杯子上面。
And this breath will frost up the glass.
但是人那时候的心情是非常正常的，没有喜乐，当然也没有忧伤啊，只是吐气而已呢。啊，这个杯子的周围呢，是附着了一种没有颜色、透明的物质。
So sorry, this person is not happy or unhappy, but when he breathed into the bottle, it creates frost inside this bottle.
但是人说，如果是在怨恨、生气、恐怖的情形啊心情之下来吐气。
But if a person is angry or he has hatred in his heart, and when he breathes out this breath,
这个时候呢，这个气哈在整个杯子的啊周围啊，就会出现不同的颜色。
And this breath.Will create a frost that is a different color on the bottle.
经过化学的分析，得到一个结果。
And from the chemical analysis, it came to this conclusion.
旁边的这些附着在杯盘上面的这些有颜色的啊这些物质是有毒的。
And they concluded the frost that created on the bottle when the person is unhappy, that color has poison in it.
所以这个结论就是说。人如果有负面的思想，会让人的身体里面产生毒素。
So it shows that if a person is unhappy or is negative, it will create this poisonous in his body.
所以在美国耶鲁大学跟加州大学有很多的医学人员来做研究。
So that's why in some of the universities in the state, they have made these kind of research.
他们发现呢， 社会关系会影响人的死亡率。
And they talk about that the influence or the environment of the society could influence the death rate of a person.
他们呢找了7000个人，做了9年的跟踪调查。
And they have found 7,000 people, and they have done research on these 7,000 people.
9年的时间来做跟踪的调查。
And they have followed them for the past 9 years.
那么在这个调查里面，他发现有一个结论啊。
And in this research, they have concluded.
当一个人啊，常常处于愉快的心情，他的寿命呢比较长。
If a person is often in a happy mood, the his or her life will last longer.
如果一个人的心情啊，常常怀着那种恶意啊，或者是那种忧伤的心啊，他的死亡率比较高。
And if a person is evil, if he or she is unhappy, the life will last shorter and will be higher rate of death.
而他们发现呢，结论就是，那种心情不好的人啊，他的死亡率呢，比那个心情愉快的人啊，高出了1.5倍。
And they concluded that the person who are unhappy, their death rate is about 1.5%.
而在这样的一种研究里面呢，是不分种族、不分族群、不分肤色，都同样的结果。
And it's 1.5 times higher the death rate than those who are happy, and this is regardless of the race and culture.
因为只要是人类，都有共同的这样的一种反应。
So as long as they're human, they have the same kind of reaction in the body.
所以呢，真的是不好的心情了，让你的身体都产生毒素，那当然就会食苦枯干，然后导致死亡。
And that's why if you have a crushed spirit or if you have a bad mood, then that will cause you to be that will cause you to dries up your bones.
所以呢，我们要活得快乐了，才能够活得健康，能够活得长久。
So that's why we have to live a happy, healthy, and long-lasting life.
这就是喜乐的心是良药，真的是非常有道理。
So that's why a cheerful heart is a good medicine, and this is indeed true.
所以呢，圣灵所觉得第二种味道就是喜乐。
So that's the second favor that the spirit, the fruit of the spirit is bear. That is the joy.
那我们要来追求喜乐的生活。
That's why you have to pursue after a life that is full of joy.
那要如何去得到喜乐呢？
So how do we achieve joy?
我们的生活大家所遭遇的其实都大同小异。
And I'm sure everyone's lives is about the same.
可是为什么有人就会快乐，有人就是不快乐？
But how come some people could be so happy and some are not?
主要是我们的观点呢，跟态度不一样，就会造成不同的心情。
Mainly it's our perspective and our attitude are different. That's why some people can be happy and some people cannot.
比如说，这里有一杯子，有一个杯子。
For example, there is a cup.
那么现在里面有一半的水。
And this cup is half full.
我们要如何看待这一半的水
？How do we look at this cup of water that's half
full? 如果是一种悲观的人说：“哎呀，我好可怜哦，只剩下半杯水可以喝而已啊。”
For some people who are pessimistic, they will just think that, "Oh, I'm so pitiful, only have half cup of water to drink."
但是如果一个乐观的人呢、他会改变观点。
But for an optimistic person, they will think in a different way.
他会说：“还好啊，我还有半杯水可以喝，
and,
我好幸福。”
And he will say, "It's fortunate that I still have half a cup of water to drink."
因为他比较那些沙漠那些没有水喝的人他有半杯水，他觉得好幸福。我比沙漠的人更幸福啊，我还有半杯水可以喝。
Because they will think that I'm more lucky than those who live in the desert because I still have half a cup of water to drink, but those in the desert don't have anything to drink.
但是呢，那些悲观的人呢、他们看到别人都是吃山珍海味、满汉全席，他说：“哎呀，我只有这半杯水可以喝而已，没有味道的水，所以我好可怜。”
But for those who are pessimistic, they will just think of others who eat seafood and a lot of nice food, and they will think of themselves only have a half cup of water to drink.
这就是不同的观点也带来不同的心情。
So that's why they, with a different perspective, also bring a different mood into their heart.
有两个业务员被公司差派要到非洲去卖鞋子。
And there were two men who were sent by the company to Africa to sell shoes.
这两个业务员带着满箱的鞋子的样品到非洲去开拓市场。
And these two merchandise, they were sent to Africa and a few boxes of shoes to sell them in Africa.
那第一个就回来跟老板报告说：“哎呀，我们不用去非洲了。”
But the first merchandise said to the boss, oh no, we don't have to go to Africa.
我们啊，非洲是没有人穿鞋子的。
Because no one wears shoes in Africa.
所以我们在非洲没有市场。
So we don't have any market that we can expand in Africa.
所以我们不需要去非洲浪费时间。
So we don't need to waste time and go to Africa for.
啊，这是第一个业务员回来跟老板的报告。
And this is the first merchandise, and that's his report to his boss.
可是同样的，另外第二个业务员也是到了非洲。
And the second merchandise who also went to Africa.
他们看到的情形完全是一样的。
And what they saw, that it was the same.
可是呢，第二个业务员跟老板说：“老板，我们有机会赚大钱呐。”
But the second merchandise said to the boss that we have a chance to make a lot of money.
老板就很纳闷，前面的业务员才说。浪费时间，不用去非洲了。
But the boss was very confused because the first guy said that there's no chance we will be wasting our time.
可是为什么你说我们现在赚大钱了呢？这是怎么说呢
？But how come you say we can earn big money? Why is that so?
结果第二业务员跟老板报告说，因为他们没有鞋子穿。
And the second merchant said that because they have no shoes to wear.
所以呢，没有人在卖鞋子，我们去卖鞋子，我们会赚大钱呐。
And because of that, no one else will sell shoes, and we are the only one who sells shoes, and will make a lot of money.
我们只要去慢慢的引导他们，改变他们的生活习惯，让他们开始喜欢穿鞋子。哇！而且我们是第一个进入市场的人，我们会赚大钱。
As long as we can lead them into this market and explain to them that they can wear shoes, and surely we'll be the first one who sell this kind of product.
所以呢，真的赚大钱的人都是第一个发现机会进入市场的人。
So for those who make big money, is those who are the one first entered the market and able to foresee the market.
所以呢，任何一个能够抓到机会，第一个进入市场的人，他就成为今天的首富。
So for those who grab the opportunity, the first opportunity to make money, they are the one who can make money.
我们可以想想比尔盖茨为什么这么有钱。
Let's think about why Bill Gates makes so much money.
因为他是第一个发现网络世界啊。啊，这个是电脑世界里面的第一个人。
And he was the first, he was the pioneer who discovered internet.
所以他第一个进入这个市场 ，Microsoft 占了啊整个大部分的市场。
And that's why he started Microsoft, and that dominated the entire market.
所以呢，他赚了大钱。
That's why he made so much money.
那为什么 Google 会赚了大钱
？And how come Google makes so much money?
因为 Google 是第一个啊，把网络的资料呢结合在一起，变成这个搜寻引擎。让我们一上 Google 就可以找到你全世界你想要的资料。
Because Google is the first search engine, and they collect all the information from the internet, and that's why they could make so much money.
所以第一个能够抓住机会的人，第一个进入市场的人，他就赚大钱了。
So the first one who grabs the opportunity and the first one who enters the market will make a lot of money.
那如果跟着别人走的人呢、啊，是赚不到钱，而且还会赔钱。
But those who follow, they cannot make a lot of money. But on the other hand, they have to lose a lot of money.
当然要有这样的眼光，有这样的一种视野，有这样的见识的人也是不容易的。
Of course, it's very hard to find people who have such vision.
可是我们看到呢，两个业务员看到的事情是完全一样的环境。
And you can see that these two merchants, they have seen the same thing in the same environment.
一个是悲观的啊，浪费时间的。
One is pessimistic, and he thinks it's a waste of time.
另外一个却说我们要赚大钱的机会来了。
But the other one who was optimistic, and he thought that it was a chance to make a lot of money.
所以真的呢，我们在于观点啊，跟态度的改变，就会有改变心情。
So if we can change our perspective and change our attitude, then we will be able to change our mood.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food? Is the body more important than clothes?
26节，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
26. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more, much more valuable than they?
27, 你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
27, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
28, 何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
28, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
29, 然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。
29, yet I tell you not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
30, 你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
30, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
31, 所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
So do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Never do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
在这里，主耶稣就是教导我们要改变观点。
Here, Lord Jesus told us to change our perspective.
我们哪一个人能够用思虑使寿数多增加一刻呢？
How can any one of us be worrying at a single day of our life?
连一秒钟都不能增加。
We cannot even add one second in our life.
反而呢，我们越多的思虑，反而是减少寿命了。
The more we worry, the shorter life that we'll live.
就像我们刚说的，会产生毒素，反而会让你更容易生病，更容易离开世界而已。
Just like we talked about before, the more you worry, the more ill we'll get.
所以呢，不必用思虑呢想要增加什么寿数，这是不可能的。
So we do not need to have worry, so then because that will not increase our life.
那么，主耶稣用天上的飞鸟跟野地的百合花来做比较。
And Lord Jesus used the birds in the air and also the lily in the fields to compare with us.
他们呢都不种不收不纺线也不劳苦，可是都得到神很好的看顾。
They do not labor or spin, but yet they were looked after by God.
更何况我们的生命比飞鸟、比百合花更贵重啊。
And of course, our life is more valuable than these.
所以我们改变观点，就会改变心情。
So that's why we have to change our perspective, then our mood will change.
我们的天父都知道我们需用这些东西。
For our Heavenly Father knows that we need these things.
没有那个爸爸不爱孩子的。
There's no father who doesn't love their own children.
那既然我们的天父爱我们这些孩子，那我们还担心什么呢？
Since our father cares about us, so we don't need to worry about anything.
我们有改变观点之后，真的就改变了心情跟态度。
And once we change our perspective, then we will change our mood.
曾经啊，有一个女孩子呢，被她的男朋友抛弃了。
And once there was a girl who was being dumped by her boyfriend.
她就好伤心了，就到了一座桥上面呢，准备要跳跳到河里面要自杀。
And she was at the bridge, and she was planning to jump on the bridge and commit suicide.
正准备呢，已经走到桥墩上面了，准备要跳下去了，要自杀的时候啊。
And when she was on the edge of the bridge and ready to jump.
刚好有个老人家从旁边经过。
And coincidentally, there was an old man walk by.
这老人家就跟小女生说：“女生小女孩你要做什么？”
So the old man said to the girl, "Little girl, what are you doing?"
他说：“我要自杀，你不要拦我，我要跳了，我要跳了。”
And the little girl said, "I'm gonna jump and commit suicide. Just leave me alone."
老人家就说：“好吧，你跳吧。”
And the old man said, "Sure, go ahead and jump."
这个女孩子想，奇怪，我要跳，你怎么没有阻止我，还叫我跳？这个人那么坏心
So the girl was thinking, why is that old man asking me to jump? He's so evil-hearted.
你叫我跳，我反而不跳了。
And because she told me to jump, I would rather not jump.
这很奇怪人想要跳的时候，你叫他不要跳，他想要跳；你叫他跳，他反而不跳。
So that's how strange humans are. When you told him to jump, they would not jump. But when you tell them not to jump, they will jump.
结果这个女孩子转过来说：“老人家，你怎么那么坏心 我要跳你，你反而叫我跳，你是怎么样？你的观点是什么？
So the local asked the old man, so what's your perspective? Because I told you that I would jump and you told me, yeah, go ahead. Why do you say that?
老人家说，因为啊，你的思想是想错了，所以呢，你要跳，当然只好跳吧，你这么笨的人。
And because your perspective is wrong, because you are stupid, that's why you want to commit suicide. So I will just tell you, go ahead and jump.
这个女孩子说，你说我笨，我不笨啊，我很聪明啊。
But the little girl said, you said that I'm dumb, but no, I'm not dumb, I'm smart.
那老人家就问她说啊，那你为什么要跳？
Then the old man asked her, then why do you want to jump? Why do you
want to commit suicide? 因为呢，我被我的男朋友抛弃了，他不爱我了。
Because, then the girl said, because my boyfriend dumped me and he doesn't love me anymore.
啊，所以我伤心了，我要跳，我要自杀。
I'm so sad, that's why I want to kill myself.
我要自杀啊，让我的男朋友难过一辈子，让他感到惭愧。
I want to commit suicide so that my boyfriend will feel guilty all his life.
我要自杀啊，让他难过。
I want to commit suicide so that he will feel guilty.
结果老人家说，你真笨啊。
And then the old man said, you are so stupid.
你自杀以后啊，你男朋友会高兴。
And because once you jump, your boyfriend will be so happy.
因为他不爱你了。
Simply because he doesn't love you.
既然不爱你，他怎么会难过呢？
And because he doesn't love you, why would he feel sad about you?
所以呢，你这么笨啊，你怎么可以啊、去自杀，让他啊、没有事情啊，让他啊、就是没有负担的呢？
So that's why you're stupid because you thought that by jumping you will make him sad.
而且还问他一个问题。
And then the old man also asked her another question.
你觉得呢？啊，你的损失比较大，还是你男朋友的损失比较大？
The old man asked, "Do you think it is, your loss is bigger than your boyfriend's loss?"
你爱你的男朋友，对不对？
So you said that you love your boyfriend.
他说对啊，我爱他，爱到现在还在爱他。
And the girl said, "Yes, I do love him. Even till now, I still love him."
Okay, 那么你男朋友现在不爱你了，对不对？
But then the old man asked, "So your boyfriend doesn't love you anymore, right?"
对啊，他不爱我了，他爱别的女生了。
And the girl said, "Yes, he doesn't love me anymore. He loves the
other girl." 可是那爱的女生没有比我好啊，她比我丑啊，比我没有能力，都比我差。可是爱她，我就很纳闷。
But the other girl is not as good as me. She's not as nice and not as smart. But that's why I feel very upset.
所以老人家就问她说：“那你想想，你的损失跟你男朋友的损失哪个比较大？”
Then you think about it.Is it your loss is greater than your boyfriend's loss?
后来这个女孩子终于想通了。
And then the girl finally realized.
我爱我的男朋友。
Even though I love my boyfriend.
但是现在呢，啊，他不爱我了。
But now he doesn't love me anymore.
我就离开他了。
And I left him.
所以呢，我男朋友损失的是一个爱他的人。
And what my boyfriend has lost is a person who loves him.
但是我损失了什么？
But what did I lose?
我损失了一个不爱我的男人。
And I only lost a person who doesn't love me.
好，那这样比较之下，哪个人损失比较大？
So if you compare in this way, who has a bigger loss?
那当然呢，我男朋友的损失比我大。
And of course, my boyfriend had a bigger loss.
因为他损失了一个这么爱他的人，他以后没有办法有一个人这么爱他了，没有人比我更爱他的人了。
Because he lost a person who loves him so much, and he will never find a person who loves him as much as I do.
所以从此以后呢，他开始要不幸了。
So, and from then on, he will be unfortunate.
因为他对，因为他损失那个不爱他，这么爱他的人呢、啊，他可怜了、
啊。Because he loses a person who loves him so much.
可是呢，我损失的一个是不爱我的男人。
But what I lost is a person who doesn't love me.
反正这个人不爱我了，就丢掉就算了。
And because of that, I can just shake it off, and that's.
所以呢，我反而以后有机会遇到一个爱我的男人，那我才有幸福。
So in the future, I will meet a person who will love me, and I will have so much blessings.
所以这样比较之下呢，反而他的损失比较大，我的损失比较小。
So once I compare, then you will realize that his loss is so much bigger than mine.
所以这个女孩子想通了以后呢，她说我不用自杀了。
And after this girl thought it through, she realized she didn't need to commit suicide.
我有更多的爱呢，我要去爱那些值得我爱的人。
Because I have so much love, and I should love those who deserve my love.
所以她重新快乐地走上她的人生的步伐。
So from then on, she stepped on her life with a joyful heart.
真的呢，人只要改变观点呢、啊，就改变态度，改变心情。
It's true. Once a person changes his or her perspective, then their mood will change.
这就是我们啊，人为什么会喜乐跟不喜乐的原因。
And this is why the This is the reason why we could be happy or could be unhappy.
所以我们真的呢，要如何从神那里得到智慧？
So we have to ask ourselves, how can we obtain the wisdom from God?
从圣灵来得到帮助。
And to gain strength from the Holy Spirit.
能够改变观点。
So that we can change our perspective.
而能够得到真正的喜乐。
And then we can receive the true joy.
所以呢，保罗才会写信给腓立比的教会，也勉励他们要靠得住，常常喜乐。
So that's why Paul wrote the letter to Philippi and told them that you have to be joyful in the spirit.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
First of all, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。
Verse 10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it.
11节，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
11, I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
然而你们和我同受患难原是美事。
Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles.
保罗在这里跟他们分享得到喜乐的秘诀。
Here Paul shared with them the secrets of obtaining joy.
就是要如何在各种情况下得到知足。
Is to be content in every situation.
不论是在卑贱或是在丰富。
Regardless if they were content or in need,
或者是饱足，或是饥饿，
whether well-fed or hungry,
或者是有余，或是缺乏，
or whether living in plenty or in want,
谁是谁在都得了秘诀，就是得到知足的心。
So he had learned the secret, in every situation.
那么他就是有知足的心，
and he was content.
那么这样的知足呢，他就没有缺乏，他就得到这种知足的时候，他就喜乐了。
And because of this contentment, he will be fulfilled and he will be joyful.
知足就是说我够了。
To be content means that I have enough.
虽然在卑贱的时候，在缺乏，在饥饿的时候，他也觉得我够了。
Even though he was in need, he was hungry, but still he felt content.
因为他比较以前的那种缺乏，他觉得我今天已经比之前的缺乏好一点了，所以也感谢神了。
So he was comparing for his past situation where he is actually now in a better situation.
或者是他在缺乏的时候也知道这样的缺乏反而是神给他体会成长的机会。
Or maybe even though he was in this situation where he was in wanted, but still he knew that this is an opportunity given by God for him to learn.
反而在缺乏的时候他才懂得了依靠神。
And because he was needed, that's why he learned how to rely on God.
所以在灵性上又得到了成长，所以他也一样是感谢。
So his faith grows, grow faster, and that's why he was thankful.
最后他跟教会的弟兄姐妹说：“你们和我同受患难，原是美事。”
At the end, he said, "It was good of you to share in my troubles."
因为在保罗写腓立比书的时候，他是被关在监狱里面所写的书信。
Because when Paul wrote the book of Philippians, he was actually locked in jail.
所以呢，一般人都知道保罗写以弗所书、腓立比书跟哥罗西书这三个叫做监狱里的书信。
So most people know that the books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Galatians, these are the books that when Paul was he wrote this book, these books in the prison.
虽然保罗他是关在监狱里面写的这个书信，但是他仍然是用喜乐的心。 来跟他们分享。
Even though Paul was locked in jail, yet he still had a joyful heart when he wrote these letters.
这就是从圣灵里面得到的秘诀。
And this is a secret that he got from the Holy Spirit.
这也是他说要靠着主常常喜乐。
That's why he said, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
所以这个喜乐呢，是可以做决定而喜乐的。
And to be joyful is a decision that you can make.
我们可以决定要喜乐，我就可以喜乐。
We can decide to be joyful, then we will be joyful.
因为这是我的自由。
Because this is our freedom.
啊，我的自由，我决定要喜乐，我就要得到喜乐。
And it's part of my freedom that when I decide to be joyful, I can be joyful.
这为什么是一种自由啊的意志表现呢？
So why is this one type of freedom?
这不是啊情绪上的啊问题而已。
And this is not only part of our emotions.
如果说只是情绪上呢，那么大部分的人都说啊，我是很不喜乐的。
If this is only the part of emotions, then most people would say that I'm not a happy person.
我饥饿的时候，我怎么喜乐
？When I'm hungry, how can I be content or joyful?
照一般的来讲，饥饿、肚子饿的时候，情绪上都会不快乐。
And to most people, when a person is starving, they will not be in a good mood.
但是保罗说，我在饥饿的时候，我可以决定要喜乐。
But Paul said, when I'm hungry, I can still decide to be joyful.
因为在饥饿的时候，他要有另外一种思考的观点。
Because when he is hungry, he can still have a different perspective. Even though he's hungry.
我们知道呢，啊，有一些学校的孩子呢，他们会啊推动一种饥饿三十的啊这种活动，饥饿三十个小时，三十个小时不吃东西，然后会肚子饿，啊，做这样的活动啊，让同学生们来做体验。
And some school run these kind of activities where they let the students starve for 30 hours.
做这个活动呢，就让他们体会饥饿的感觉是什么。
And this activity is to let the student experience the how it is to be starved.
反而在饥饿的时候呢，他们才会思想到食物是多么美好的一件事情。
And when they starve, they will realize that food is such a good thing to have.
他们才会想到非洲那些没有东西吃的人是多么可怜。
And they will think about those who are in Africa where they have no food to eat.
所以呢，经过饥饿三十的操练之后，他们发生了更多的爱心。
So once they experience this 30 hours of no food, then they will have a better heart.
经过三十个小时不吃东西以后，他们反而去体会食物是这么美好的东西。
And after 30 hours of no food, then they realize that food is such a good thing to have.
因此呢，在饥饿三十的时候是快乐的心情，在享受饥饿。
So even during those 30 hours, they have a joyful heart and they enjoy being starved.
因为他已经有改变观点，他决定要在这个事情在饥饿的时候来得到喜乐。
And because they have decided that when they are starved, they will have joy in their hearts.
这就是一种决定喜乐的一种秘诀。
And that is the secret of making this decision.
最后呢，他吃东西都会觉得好好吃。
And at the end, they will feel that any food they eat, they will be happy.
我们来看《传道书》第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
这也是另一个喜乐的秘诀。
And this is another secret of being joyful.
《传道书》第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第七节。
Verse 7.
传道书第九章第七节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 7
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭心中快乐喝你的酒因为神已经悦纳你的作为
7. Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart for it is now that God favors what you do
你的衣服当时常洁白你头上也不要缺少膏油
Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil
你在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得的份。
Now enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all the, your meaningless days, for this is your lot in life and your toilsome labor under the sun.
凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作。没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
Whatever your hands want to do, do it with your might. For in the grave where you're going, there is neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom.
这里呢，又告诉我们喜乐的秘诀。
Here it talks about another secret of being joyful.
第一个，吃饭的时候要喜乐。
First, when you eat, you have to eat with gladness.
我们要享受美食。
We have to enjoy food.
但是所谓的美食并不是很贵的东西，不一定要啊山珍海味啊。
But the food doesn't have to be very expensive, or doesn't have to be great seafood.
啊，不一定要五星级的饭店呢，那个才叫喜乐啊，才会得到好吃的东西。
You don't need to go to a five-star hotel to enjoy great food.
这里所谓的欢欢喜吃你的饭，就是一般的白饭，你也可以欢喜的态度来吃，来享受。
Here say eat your food with gladness. This food can be any ordinary food that you take every day. It can still have joy while you take the food.
光只是喝啊一口。白开水，你也会得到喜乐。
Even though you just drink a sip of water, you can still be joyful.
因为这在非洲是喝不到的。
Because these are the things that you cannot find in Africa.
在沙漠是喝不到的。
And you cannot find these in the desert.
所以呢，我们喝水的时候也是喜乐的来感谢的来喝水。
So even when we drink a sip of water, we have to drink with joy and thankfulness.
所以呢，这让我想到啊，曾经有一个啊学生啊来问传道一个问题。
And once I remember a student asked the preacher a question.
他说传道哦，说我们每吃东西都要先默祷。
And he said, preacher, whenever we eat, we have to pray in silence.
那请问呢，吃任何东西要默祷，有没有价格的分别？有没有几块钱以下啊是不用默祷的？几块钱以上要默祷
？And the student asked, so is there any different value of the food that requires prayer, or does if a cheaper food doesn't require prayer, or a more expensive food require prayer?
我跟他说。吃任何东西，喝任何东西都要默祷，要感谢来喝来吃。
And I told him, whatever you eat or whatever you drink, you still have to say silent prayer and be thankful.
就是一杯白开水呢，也要感谢的来喝。
Even though it's just a glass of water, you still have to pray.
就像我们刚说的，在沙漠是喝不到这杯水的，所以我们要感谢来喝这杯水而快乐。
And because in the desert you cannot drink that water, so that's why you have to be joyful when you drink this sip of water.
所以呢。任何东西啊，都要感谢而来领受，那当然就会喜乐。
So no matter what you eat or what you drink, you still have to be thankful.
心中快乐，喝你的酒。
And you have to drink your wine with a joyful heart.
这里的喝酒是一种啊快乐的享受，而不是醉酒。
Here, the wine is just like a way to enjoy. It doesn't mean that you have to be drunk by wine.
因为醉酒会发生错误，那是不对的，没有智慧的人。
Because if you drink and if you get drunk, then that says no wisdom in you.
但是这里是讲到说一般的啊那种喜乐而得到的那种啊美食跟喝酒呢，这个是好的事情。
But here, what it talks about is the good food and the wine that you drink with a joyful heart, and this is a good thing to do.
可能今天我们不是喝酒，我们是喝高山茶，我们是喝咖啡而得到喜乐。
And today, maybe we don't drink wine, we can drink tea or coffee, and we can still have joy in our hearts.
啊，所以如果你们喜欢喝茶，来找我。
So if you like to drink tea, you can come find me.
我有台湾的高山乌龙茶哈，专门啊供应大家来喝。
I have very good.Taiwanese tea, and I can provide these for you.
啊，这是高山的茶，特别好喝。
And this is a very prestigious type of tea that is
very
nice.
High mountain 的一个 tea 哈 ，green tea. 所以呢，我们要如何知道，其实就是这么简单的吃喝就有快乐。
So even though we can be joyful from simple food or simple drinks.
再来说叫衣服洁白。
Here it talks about that you have to cloth with white clothing.
那么头上也不要缺少膏油。
And you should anoint your head with oil.
所以呢，我很简单啊，我们只是穿个服装，我们只是穿干净的服装，我们就有喜乐。
So as long as you wear some clean clothing, and you will be joyful.
头上不要缺少膏油，那就是我们有整齐的一个外表。
And to anoint your head with oil means that we have to have a decent and clean appearance.
所以衣服不在于要很名贵的衣服，不是在于名牌。
So you don't have to wear expensive or branded clothing.
因为我们有喜乐的心，你穿什么都好看。
So as long as you have a joyful heart, whatever you wear, you will still look good.
再来就是说，要在虚空的年日，同你所爱的妻，两个人快活度日。
And then you have to enjoy life with the wife, and to enjoy the life that is under the sun.
主要神啊，在一起初就创造了亚当夏娃。
And since the beginning, God had created Adam and Eve.
就让他们两个人呐、啊、快活度日。
So that they can live happily under the sun.
他们不要犯罪的话，其实夫妻两个人在伊甸园是快活的。
If they did not commit sin, their life in the Garden of Eden would be very joyful.
所以今天呢、啊，神呐、啊，让我们有夫妻的这种生活，真的是要让我们得到快乐。
And God allows us to have a life with your husband and wife, and that is a source of joy.
所以这是一种爱情里的喜乐。
And this is the joy in love.
所以呢，在雅歌里面呢，圣经最特别的一个经卷就是雅歌。
And in the most special books in the Bible is the Song of Songs.
因为雅歌谈到男女之间的爱情。
Because in this book, it talks about the love between men and women.
当然，我们一般都说把它用在属灵的角度上来解释教会跟基督的关系。
And most of time we use it to describe the love between Christ and church.
啊，这是一种属灵的关系啊，这个来解释雅歌。
And we use that to describe the spiritual relationship between Christ and church.
这样子来读雅歌的时候才不会脸红啊。
And because when you use that perspective, then you won't feel shy when you read it.
因为在读雅歌的字眼，哇，怎么把女孩子形容的这么的会让人脸红哦，觉得不好意思读下去啊。
Because if you do read this book, this book describes the girl in a very descriptive way. So when you read it, you'll feel shy.
但是如果是用在基督跟教会的关系，哇，就很属灵哦，就不会觉得怎么样，哎，就可以解释了。
But if you take this as a spiritual teaching that applies between Christ and church, then it's something spiritual. Then you won't feel it's very descriptive.
但是我们真的回归到圣经原来的本意啊，它还是要谈夫妻关系。
But if you go back to the true meaning of the Bible, this can still apply between the husband and
wife. 这还是神原来所设计一个夫妻之间相爱的甜蜜。
And this talks about the sweetness between husband and wife.
夫妻的甜蜜呢，真的是人世间最美好的礼物。
And the sweetness between husband and wife is the best gift on earth.
这就是传道书说的，要同你所爱的妻快活度日。
It's just like what the book of Ecclesiastes said, that you have to enjoy life with the wife.
所以夫妻一起共同的生活要得到喜乐。
So when husband and wife live together, they have to have, they both have to receive joy.
所以夫妻不是互相来煎熬，不是互相来攻击、来伤害的，那这样不如不娶，不如不嫁吧。
And they should not be like training or torment between husband and wife.
我们要想到的是，神原来是要让夫妻来得到喜乐的。
And God's intention is to have happiness between husband and wife.
所以我们要如何想到神原来美好的旨意，来体会夫妻相爱的这种喜乐
？So we have to understand God's intention in the marriage, then we'll be able to experience the love.
那最后一项就是你手当中的事都尽力去做。
And then it says that you have to do your best in your life.
第十节说的，凡你所当做的事都尽力去做。
So whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might.
这个时候你也会喜乐。
And once you think about that, you will be joyful as well.
因为我已经尽力而为了，我就没有亏欠了。
And because you will think that I have done my very best, then I don't feel guilty.
所以传道书讲的这段又是喜乐的秘诀。
So this part of the book, it talks about the secret of being joyful.
我们每天都真的尽力而为了，我们都做完我们所该做的事情了，我们会好好的睡那个晚上。
If today we have done our very best and fulfilled all our duty, then we will be able to sleep very
well at night. 我们会喜乐而睡觉。
We will sleep with joy.
因为我已经做完我今天所该做的事情。
Because I have done what I am supposed to do today.
所以今天我过得很充实。
So today I lived a very constructive
life. 所以今天晚上我睡得很好。
That's why tonight I can sleep very well.
如果我的一生每一天都这么的充实，做完我所该做的事情，我都睡得很好。
If every day of my life I can enjoy my day and to fulfill my duty of that day, then at night I will sleep very well.
到有一天呢，我就可以永远的躺下来真正的安息了。
And till one day I can lie down and enjoy the eternal rest.
那个时候是永远的喜乐。
And that will be the eternal joy.
所以我们这样思想圣灵的果子的这种果子的味道，就喜乐的味道非常好。
So if we take this perspective to think of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is joy, then this will be very good.
它是一个良药。
Because this is one type of medicine.
可以让我们得到健康。
And to allow us to be healthy.
我们只要改变观点，就会改变心情，改变态度。
Once we change our perspective, we can change our mood and change our attitude.
我们要在圣灵的祷告里面来得到喜乐。
And we have to receive joy in the prayer.
甚至在很简单的吃喝穿跟家庭生活、夫妻生活就可以得到喜乐。
So you can also receive joy in the food we eat, the drink we take, also the clothing we wear, and also a lifestyle with our husband and wife.
这是圣灵所结的果子。
And this is the fruit of the Spirit.
所以让我们一起来喜乐。
To allow us to be joyful together.
所以有人说呢，每天三声大笑你会活 到长命百岁。
That's why some people say if you laugh three times a day, you will live to 100 years old.
所以呢，我很喜欢大笑。
So that's why I love to laugh.
要不然就是微笑。
Or if you cannot, then you can smile.
其实呢，只要有保持心里的愉快呢，其实人都看得出来。
As long as you carry a joyful heart, then people surround you can able to recognize.
而且这是一种有传染的一个效果。
And this is a way to, it's a contagious way that you can affect one another.
啊，我们的喜乐会带给别人喜乐。
Our joy can also bring joy to others.
那别人喜乐也影响我的喜乐。
And if other people are joyful, it can also affect us.
所以我们让教会要充满喜乐。
So we have to let our church be filled with joy.
我们大家用喜乐来互相感染。
And we should use joy to affect one another.
反而有一个不喜乐的人一进入我们这个喜乐的教会呢，他就被喜乐起来了。
So even though if a person who is not happy once he or she step into this church, they will also become joyful.
然后他就会在这种喜乐的环境来认识神。
And they will be able to learn God and to know God from this happy
environment. 他就会喜欢来教会。
Then they will like to come to church.
因为我们是一个喜乐的教会。
Because we are the church full of joy.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
11首。
Hymn 11.